Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, listening audience, and thank you once again, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on these airwaves, to introduce your granddaddy to everybody else out there in our listening audience. And we've been doing this since November of 2007, and we want to thank the 70,000 people who have listened to a show here, 70,000 plus who have listened to a show here on Homebase Business 101 since we've been on the air. Since November of 2007, truly making this listener-supported radio. People have come this way, have listened, have gotten information, and from the information they've gotten, we've been able to see people who have gone into business for themselves, especially the home-based business area, which we talk about all the time on this show. And today, our topic is, it's not too late to get a home-based business tax shelter for the 2014 tax year. That's right. It's not too late. So listen carefully today. Get your pen and your papers out so you can take some copious notes and know how to follow up so that you can leave from listening to this show today and get in position to get a home-based business that can help you have a tax shelter. So going into next year with your taxes in February or March, that you can get a larger tax return. But why is home-based business important? Well, not just from the tax point of view, but, you know, from what's going on in the country right now. We're in a new economy. Some are calling it a recession, a depression, but it's a new economy. See, young and middle-aged people alike are realizing that their dream of having a job with a company forever is an illusion. Companies have been downsizing, right-sizing, capsizing for some time now, and they continue to do so more than ever before. Even the federal and state government are getting into the act with layoffs and attrition of jobs. In addition to all of this uncertainty and mutual lack of loyalty between companies and employees, even the workers who do keep their jobs have no guarantee of promotions due to the shrinking number of management positions. These circumstances aggravate the already high and long commutes and rush hour traffic and increase typical frustration. Boss spelled backwards, that's double S-O-B. I hope you get that. There's a little punchline there. But, you know, I mean, people are frustrated. And finally, if this isn't bad enough, under recent net tax laws, employees are shafted more than ever with limits and thresholds for their employee deductions and higher Social Security tax limits. The results in more couples working than ever before and on many occasions working more than one job. It is not almost impossible to have only one job in the family and make ends meet today. Today, many households need three incomes just to survive. See, there's a lot going on today out here in the economy. And that's it. Some people say we're living in a recession. Some say, no, it's not a recession. It's a new economy, whatever you want to call it. We got to begin to rethink the economy. People talking about recovery, the five myths about the economy. Just one, it's not coming back. It's not. There will be no recovery. And people need to realize we're living in a new economy. This isn't a down economy. It's a new economy. It isn't a recession or a depression. It's a new economy. The changes that have happened are fundamental, in most cases permanent. And I hope that sinks in for you. You think the job market's coming back, not the one that you recognize. Think the skills you went to school with before are going to serve you in a rapidly changing landscape? Maybe, but not in the way that you think they're going to serve you. There's basically four ways that people earn money in this world. One is blue-collar work, making things, doing things, fixing things, blue-collar work. Crazy enough, doctors would be blue-collar work. Dentists would be blue-collar work. They're fixing things and doing things. And there's a certain amount of satisfaction, and not just people digging ditches with physical things. There's a certain amount of satisfaction in blue-collar work, doing something, making something look nicer than it did or would before, you know. How many of you out there, how many of you out there listening have ever done any blue-collar work? There's a certain amount of satisfaction there. But can you get wealthy there? It's very difficult to get wealthy there. Does your body tire there? Yeah. Is it sometimes dangerous there? There's a lot of danger. I know people that have, you know, had one type of job, and then that closed down and got another job, and they got older, and now they're lifting stuff, and their backs are hurting, and, they, you know, they come home tired. They have to, you have to keep Epsom salt, jump right in the tub when they come home because they wore out, eat, go to bed, and get up and go through all of that all over again the next day. So most people have had some level of blue-collar work. Nothing wrong with that, but to create wealth, and that's what we're here to talk about today, having a home-based business that can allow you time freedom and to create wealth, the answer is very, very challenging. The next type of thing that people are doing is corporate work, working for somebody else. How many people have ever worked for somebody else listening to this show today? You know what that's like, corporate work. This is the biggest landscape change in the history of the world that's happened in the last couple of years. And I'll predict in the next 5 years, you'll see the biggest changes of all our lifetimes. Mr. Randy Gage says, safe is the new risky. Everybody thinks that safe is the new risky. It's almost a frightening place to be. It's working for someone else today. Let me tell you, first of all, what's happening in the workplace. You know, I've talked to people all around the country, and even out, and people in other countries. And in the last 2 years, I'll tell you that, you know, seen and heard the same thing that's happening here in the United States and North America is happening in other countries. Step number one is layoff. This implied contract between employer and employee. If you're loyal, if you put your head down, if you just do your job, we'll trade that for job security. Well, Les Brown said there's no such thing as job security anymore in this country. Not anymore. Maybe your parents, maybe our parents had it, you know, where they were. Maybe, you know, our parents' parents had it. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they had it for a little longer than it's being offered today. You know, but the illusion said of going somewhere to work for 40 years and being able to take care of your needs for you and your family, those days are over. They're over. You know, my parents, they had the privilege of being able to work for the government and retire, and they fortunately they got their retirement before they switched up and did this new retirement thing. So they had a fixed retirement program where people now retire from the government. They do not have a fixed retirement program. So my parents, you know, they have to live off of less than they earn when they work for the government, but they have a certain amount of money that they actually can count on every month. And, you know, even though it still makes it a little difficult because my dad always joked about he's on fixed income. You know, it took a while for him to adjust to that because he was used to being able to have a certain amount of money every week, every 2 weeks that could do overtime and add extra to it. But there is no overtime to do on retirement plan. But at least they did have what was some people felt was job security where they worked at. They went to work, did what they needed to do, stay out of trouble, show up. They had a job, and they was able to take care of me and my three sisters, keep a roof over our head, and not worry about what was going on, quote, unquote, in the economy. But today, that no longer exists. See, layoffs in the United States alone are big, and real unemployment is approximately 20% in this country. Unemployment and unemployment rolls are about 10%, but there's people who have just lost their benefits and moved in with their family. There's a lot of people who've lost their benefits, who've lost their jobs, and they're staying in the basement, mom and dad's home, who retired from their jobs and wondering why grown children coming back home. They're not coming back home because they're trifling or anything like that. They're coming back home because it's a new economy, and they've been outsourced. They don't know what to do. It's like today, if you're 55 or older and looking for a job in this new economy, wow, what a miserable place to be. Put your whole life in somebody else's hands, build somebody else's dream. Then when you turn around, now you have experience. They say, we don't care about that experience because you want to get too much money. One out of five, ladies and gentlemen, and you think that's about to change? Most of the jobs that were eliminated in the last couple of years were permanently eliminated. Most of them, technology, outsourcing, part-time work. And the other big thing, how many, again, how many of you have worked inside a company? How many of you, when you worked there, there were people literally hiding inside that company? That's 10% of most companies have hiders. Not only hiding, but distracting other people from the work. You know, the people who basically didn't do anything, you know, stood around the coffee, over at the coffee machine all day long, hide in the bathroom, you know, don't do anything. Corporations have just had meetings about this and said, find the hiders. Let's make them extinct in our organization. So the companies that used to have 100 people, they say, let's see how we can do with 80. Let's call a temporary layoff and see how we can do with 60. They're still having meetings right now about hiders, saying, can we do without them? Is there any way? So layoffs, in my opinion, are going to be a recurring phenomenon in our service-oriented world. They're going to find ways to do with less and less and less because the cost of health care, they're going to take people from full-time to part-time. And we're seeing this. So the phenomenon is number one. Phenomenon number two, inside the workplace, is asking you to work harder for less money, income reduction, voluntary income reduction. You used to get paid $50,000. They say to you, filing, hey, now look, we'd love to keep your job. We think you're great here, but need you to do it for $45,000. Now, if you don't agree, we understand, but there's a long line of people outside the door that's willing to do it. We'd rather have you than them. But, you know, I was told by the guys upstairs, if I don't do this, then it's me. So, you know, they get you to start working longer hours. I have I've met people and talking to people who are trying to get them involved, dealing with a home-based business, and talked to a lady who told me she has to work mandatory overtime. Mandatory overtime. So some days she does a double. She works 7 days a week and have maybe two or three doubles during that week. So you don't have time for anything else. Instead of 40 hours, we need you to do 45. We need you to do 50. We need you 55. Oh, how about overtime? What do you mean overtime? This is survival time. You get to stay if you come longer. True or not true? See, this is going on across the country. The next biggest phenomenon that's just happened is phenomenon number three, which is the entire world shifting to performance-based economy at every level inside the company. They won't pay you by the week anymore, by the month, or by the year. They're going to pay you. If you used to get paid $50,000 a year, they're going to take you to $12,000 a year and let you earn back the other $38,000 if you hit performance benchmarks on a weekly or monthly basis. And if you don't, you don't get the $50,000 back again. So this is performance economy. Or they say, yeah, you're going to get your 50 if you hit these milestones for 12 consecutive months. We're going to pay you your $3,000 a month each month you hit the milestones. But if you miss one, that $3,000 is gone. If you miss two, that $3,000, the $6,000 is gone. So you got to hit the benchmarks. Now, anybody who's working in a sales environment, when you have performance-based pay, how many people on this call listening today to this show have had performance-based pay? What happens when you hit your numbers? The next year, they raise the numbers, which they do basically force you to do. Work harder for the same money again. What if you're a rock star and you perform 2 years in a row? Raise it again. Get it? Get it, ladies and gentlemen, listen. The people here, people listening, that are, you know, people who are cleaning rooms and working in hotels, if they're already there, they're going to get paid by the room, not by the hour. It's not just people serving you food in your restaurant. Everybody's going to be on a unit-based, performance-based pay in the entire world. Managers will be paid performance-based pay based upon the people that serve them. It's going on everywhere, worldwide. So if you're going to be in a performance base anyway, why would you go into that system versus the system of working for yourself from home? The system which is progressively going to put the screws to you if you decide to perform, put the screws to you, versus the one that you can celebrate yourself. The more you perform and take the off, the more you perform and appreciate you more than you perform, and all you got to do is you got to drop this thing and get away from what we call learned helplessness. See, we feel we're helpless because our entire society has been trained and learned a pattern of helplessness. In other words, we have this need from birth to be told what to do, where to go, what to say, what to do, how to perform, what skill to learn. Okay, tell me what to do. You got to be able to shift away from when somebody comes to you and says, red pill, blue pill, learn helplessness or freedom. You're going to have to say, do you want freedom or you want to stay a learned helpless person? See, and so working from home, you can change that. Choice number one is to perform, is to achieve, is to be all that you can be. What has to happen the moment you make that decision? What you have to do is become and come in order to be able to do that. The moment you do that, what happens? You become a target inside the company where you're currently working. The moment you decide to perform, you become a target. The person above you becomes threatened that you're coming after their job. The person alongside you, they're looking at the same promotion, become threatened, and they start shooting at you. The person below you starts grabbing you by the ankles to hold you down, telling and whispering things about you at the water cooler every time you're out there trying to perform, right? So if you have to perform, what goes with performance inside of a corporate structure? Politics. How many people love politics? I don't think too many people listening to this call are going to raise their hand and say they do. How many people would like to just walk away from politics and let performance handle everything? Wouldn't that be great? Well, then you can work inside a company. You can ignore politics inside a company. You can become a statistic. You will not get the raise. You will get your butt kicked out regardless of performance because you cannot outdo the politics of what people will do to you. So inside of a company, you have choice number one is to perform. Choice number two is to hide. Put your head down. Don't speak up in meetings. Don't offer your opinion until you validate what someone else said and only if they have power. Put your work in. Show up on time. Don't raise your eyebrows. Don't let your name show up in meetings. Don't be remarkable. Get through it. Get your pay. Go home and wait for 2 weeks vacation. That's the choice that's going on in corporate America. Now, there's another choice that you can make. You see, it all starts with changing our mindset. Changing our mindset. We have to change our mindset. See, because, again, 28% of Americans will never find a career with benefits. This, you know, we're developing a permanent, temporary workforce because the future for corporations is outsourcing. See, and you got to change the way you think. You know, some people think, you know, winning the lottery is the cure. Well, if you don't change the way you think, you can win the lottery, and then in 2-3 years, you're back to paycheck again. Donald Trump, billionaire, goes bankrupt. Casinos close down. He just finds another venture. He's still a billionaire. He doesn't go look for a job. So we have to learn how successful people work. At Home Business Magazine, they talk about how to bring in 6 figures in a single month, get paid without a job or a boss. This is Home Business Magazine. Make $9,600 a month in your spare time. Business Week Magazine. You talk about, they had an article in Business Week about Kevin Rose, who leads the new backpack of Silicon Valley entrepreneurs. Kid, he made $60 million in 18 months. What is it that he's doing and he knows that a lot of us are not doing? See, what is the difference? I'm going to tell you what the difference is. And then close out with some other things about home-based business. 95% of people in America retire broke. Why? Because they entertain themselves. The 5% who retire wealthy, they educate themselves. 95% of people, they stop learning after school. That's it. They don't want, I mean, I talk to people, and people, you know, they see me and my wife always reading books. And it's like, where y'all going? Y'all taking classes? Yeah, we're taking a class. The class is called Life and How to Do Better in Life. You know, the wealthy, they continue learning through books, mentors, and seminars. 95% of people that are broke, they take advice from broke family and friends. 5%, they never take advice from broke people. How do 5% become wealthy? Well, 1% through the lottery. So if you got a lottery ticket out there, you got a 1% chance that you might can get wealthy, and then you need to know what to do with the money. 4% of people that become wealthy come that way because they're athletes or entertainers. 5% because they inherited. They got, if you got, you got a rich person in your family that you're waiting to die, then, you know, you might can inherit some money that can set you up, you know, pretty good in life. That's how 5% of the wealthy got their money. 10% are CEOs, doctors, or lawyers with their own practice. 10% are super salespeople, people who just, you know, they just got that nap. They can just sell anything. But they got to constantly keep selling, keep selling. Then the last category is category you want to look at. 70% of people that become wealthy become that way because they're entrepreneurs. And, you know, you need to remember that Congress create laws to encourage people to have a home-based business based on the tax advantages of a home-based business, but a lot of people run away from it and shy away from it. I use a key word, a home-based business. See, right now, if you broke can be fixed, but poor is a state of mind. What do I mean by poor? Passing over opportunities repeatedly. See, you're going to be given an opportunity as I wrap this call up today. But, you know, a lot of times people, they pass over opportunities repeatedly. And by passing over opportunities repeatedly, you stay poor. So you got to take a shot at something. And so often we want it to be a quick fix. You know, a person gets involved in a home-based business, and if they don't make $100,000 in their first 3 months, they say this is going to work. Well, you don't make $100,000 in your first 3 months on the job. So, you know, but you got to give it time, and you got to work it. Talking about a 3 to 5 year plan in terms of working your home-based business to get where you need to get to. See, most people are the product of someone else's thinking. You know, you got to learn to think for yourself because 90% of the population is comparatized on ways of thinking, such as money doesn't grow on, you know, you can fill that statement in. Money is the root of, you can fill that statement in. And if you said trees and you said evil, see, that lets you know how your mind has been fixed based on other people's thinking. Create your own future. You only live once, but if you do it right, once is good enough. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. And that's what you want to do. You want to learn how to create yourself. And you can do that by having a home-based business. Let's look at some of the reasons why home-based business makes sense. There are many reasons why so many people are favoring home-based business over traditional business. One, there's no commute unless you have a really, really big home and you got, you know, go out your front door, go back to the patio, walk around the house. Little, if any, chance of lawsuits. Much low overhead, no employees or few, and far fewer government restrictions. In fact, many of the laws previously cited for small firms with few employees don't exist no more. It is for these reasons, according to Entrepreneur Magazine, that 95%, I want you to hear this, that 95% of home-based business succeed in their first year, and the active average income is about $50,250 per year, with many earners much more. Less than 1% of people in America, less than 8% of people in America earn over $50,000 a year. So having a home-based business, you have a chance to crack into that category. There are really two sets of tax laws in this country, one for employees and then one for employers. You know, and I cover a lot on this show, a lot about the home-based business tax advantages, where you get to write off part of your rent, your mortgage, utility bills, your home expenses, which allows you to be able to keep more of your hard-earned money. In addition to benefits approved, Congress will subsidize you while you're growing your home-based business. If your home-based business produces a tax loss in the first year or so, you can use that tax loss against any other income you have. See, so while you're working your job, your plan B should be your home-based business. See, because you can take and write that loss off against income you already have. It can be used against wages earned as an employee, dividends, pensions, interest income, or you can use a loss against your spouse's earnings if you file a joint return. In other words, so maybe you know you're married. What do you keep, the regular job, while one works the home-based business? You can write those losses off against the spouse's income, filing a joint return, allowing you to get more money back on your taxes. Okay, got to start wrapping this up. This is a lot of information I'm trying to cover in a short period of time today on this show. If the tax loss exceeds all of your income for a year, no problem. You can carry back the loss 2 years and get a refund from the IRS for up to the last 2 years of income taxes, or you can carry over the loss 20 years. You heard it right. You can offset up to 20 years of income with business losses. But you need to know this because, see, if you don't know this, then you're stuck in another world. There's less risk involved in a home-based business versus traditional business. And so you want to really look at this. Now, we wrap up here and give you some information that you can check out. Okay. There are three types of people out there. One who says, you know, hey, I just want to save some money. Well, I hope you find a way that you can do it. Don't lose it like they did in Enron and other stuff. Then other people say, hey, answer my questions. I'm ready to get started. And, you know, then the third person, I'm excited and ready to get started. So you got to let me know it's decision time. And what you can do, if you're interested in getting a home-based business tax shelter, give us a call at 252-406-0774, and say, show me the money. You might have seen that line from a movie with Cooper Gooden and Tom Cruise. Show me the money. We'll show you the money and where the money is in a home-based business. And right now we have a unique opportunity where you can get a home-based travel business for $99, where you have access to billions of dollars worth of inventory, tremendous tax write-offs and tax advantages that can allow you to get away from stuff that's going on in this new economy and position yourself to take advantage of the wonderful lifestyle that a home-based business can give you, such as time freedom, time, you don't get back time. Yesterday, a person used to tell me, you know, yesterday is gone forever. The only thing left about yesterday is the memory of it. There's nothing you can do about what happened yesterday. You can remember what you didn't do and don't let it happen today, but you can't go back and change yesterday. And you can't go back and change yesteryears. You can do something about the present because the present is how you will build your future. So what are you going to do about the present today? An opportunity is being offered to you. Don't be poor. Pass over opportunities repeatedly. You can take advantage of this opportunity, and all you got to do is you give us a call, and we will share the plan with you. I'm not going to go over the plan right now if I got 2 minutes left before the show ends, and so I don't have enough time to cover that in 2 minutes, but I can tell you this. We show people how to turn their internet into income-producing stream, how to turn your internet into a revenue stream that can produce income for you. The internet is everywhere. It's not going nowhere. And it's still in its baby stages. And there's more and more people that are becoming millionaires through the use of the internet. Why shouldn't you position yourself so that you could become one? Well, in order to do that, don't delay. Pick up that phone and call 252-406-0774 today so that we can share with you the plan on how to take and turn your internet into a revenue-producing stream. This has been Baba Jahi, and I want to thank you for listening to Home-Based Business 101 this morning on the topic that it's not too late to get a home-based business tax shelter for your 2014 tax year. No, it's not too late. With a simple, small $99 investment, you could see an extra $3,000 to $5,000 on your income tax return in February or March. So, you know, again, don't delay. Pick up that phone and call today, 252-406-0774, or you can send us a text to that number. Text, if you send us a text, text us your email address, email you information so that you can make a decision to change whatever it is that you want to change. Remember, Your decisions determine your lifestyle. Whatever decision you make, that's the way it's going to go down. So it's up to you to make a decision. It's decision time, people. Make a decision today. If you want tomorrow to be better, you got to do something about it today. Can't wait till tomorrow comes to try to do to make tomorrow better by waiting for tomorrow. You got to make tomorrow better by doing something today. Again, this has been Bob and Jerry. I want to thank you for listening in this morning, this Sunday morning. God bless you. Have a wonderful and prosperous day. And may you enjoy, for those of you that are going to church, your mosque, your synagogue today, may you enjoy your worship service and commune with the Creator. Thank God that you have breath in your body, that you're able to breathe, and that you're alive. And we just want to be able to share information that can help people get through this new economy, this new economy. It's not a recession or a depression. It's a new economy because there's been a new market shift. And there's a market shift taking place where you can earn more money by becoming a home-based business owner. Hey, I said it though, this was listening to a show here on Home-Based Business 101, truly making this listener-supported radio. God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a prosperous week. Till next time, this is Baba Jahi. Peace and blessings.